fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Mr. Brennan has become a bit of a nutcase. You can watch him on television. He is insistent. He's belligerent. He really acts like a very guilty man, insisting, protesting a bit too much.
Hey, Alex Jones is still on the air 6 days a week at Infowars.com. Free video streams are available at Infowars.com/show. Spread those links and be a part of the second American revolution against global tyranny. You are all Paul Revere. The finger-pointing amongst the deep state coup minions is taking on feverish proportions. Former FBI Director Jim Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper are fumbling with a hot potato of treason not seen in the United States history since the likes of Benedict Arnold. According to sources familiar with the records pertaining to the internal deep state collusion to create an insurance policy to take down newly elected President Trump, indicate that then FBI Director James Comey, according to a late 2016 email chain, told Bureau subordinates that then CIA Director John Brennan insisted the Steele Hillary Clinton dossier be included in the intelligence community assessment on Russian interference.
I do believe it's important that there be an understanding about just how strongly predicated that investigation was. I was there in the summer of 16, and it was very well predicated. To launch this counterintelligence investigation about what the Russians were doing to interfere in our election, and who among American citizens might have been working with them.
There was no proper predicate. There were no facts to sustain a counterintelligence investigation. And the facts that did exist were made up by the U.S. intelligence community, fed to the FBI through foreign sources, and then used to obtain FISA warrants.
Another massive eye-opener just around the bend is the mounting evidence on former CIA director and self-proclaimed communist John Brennan's involvement with moving the Steele Clinton dossier through corrupt channels in Washington, D.C. to attain illegal FISA warrants.
First of all, Mr. Brennan is the primogenitor of this entire plot. All of this started with him insisting that there be an investigation by the FBI into the Mr. Trump and his campaign, with no evidence whatsoever. He, Brennan, enlisted the services of foreign intelligence services to assist in planting evidence that would find its way to the FBI and eventually into applications for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act electronic warrants. Mr. Brennan has become a bit of a nutcase. You can watch him on television. He is insistent. He's belligerent. He really acts like a very guilty man, insisting, protesting a bit too much.
Is this president letting our country down?
Well, I think the president has shown a lack of understanding of international affairs, as well as a real ignorance of what it takes to be president of the United States. As mean-spirited, he is dishonest. He has shown a lack of integrity. And he has continued to, I think, demean the office of the presidency.
This type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots, I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Does CIA spy? Yes. Do we spy against our foreign adversaries? Yes. Do we spy against domestic individuals? No, we do not.
They spied on the Trump campaign. They spied on Carter Page. They spied on Papadopoulos. They spied on Sam Clovis. They were spying all over the place, weaponizing the powerful tools of intelligence. By the way, didn't Brennan seem awfully defensive for someone who has done nothing wrong?
Is discovered in the last week some very fine reporting by John Solomon of The Hill that made a major memorandum concerning Christopher Steele had been hidden by the FBI from the Inspector General. That memorandum was written by a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State who said, after meeting with her staff, with Christopher Steele, who came in to see them, that he was basically a liar, unreliable, that he had a bias against the president and his campaign.
Member in Doubt. Back in the saddle here. The Infowars.com War Room. Brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Now, I've got quite a bit of news to get to. Please bear with me and a dying voice for the next 3 hours, but we're going to get through it just fine. And we've got plenty of news to get to. I've got plenty of videos to get to. I have a guest coming up at 4. And so maybe this is a trend we might see. A Bernie Sanders supporter wants to come on and I guess have a debate with me. I really don't know how it's going to go. I think it'll just be a nice conversation. And so that'll be fun in the second hour. And it is Friday, so we will probably take your phone calls as well. But, you know, I was pretty much on the blue pill for the last 3 days, which is always nice. I kind of dip my toes in the water as far as the news and things are concerned, so I'm not totally out of touch. But, man, I mean, you've got the normal stuff going on right now with the border and Trump talking about the trees. In fact, hey, guys, will you print me, like, Trump's last, like, 10 or 15 tweets? Thank you. You know, because he's calling these the investigators treasonous again. So you got all that going on, but everybody is so worked up over this abortion thing right now. And in many ways, it is an example of people's psychology and how they apply whatever they apply to this whole abortion thing, they apply that same psychology to the rest of their life. And it's literally insane. And so I'm going to get into some of that BuzzFeed, garbage feed, trash can news has decided to attack Tony Robbins. And, you know, I saw that story. I don't know if you know who Tony Robbins is. He's a big motivational speaker. I mean, great guy. Seems like just total class act. And so I see BuzzFeed publish the story attacking him. And I'm just like, man. Because, you know, at first you're like, well, okay, why would somebody just report something fake? Why would somebody just make something up to destroy people? You know, because like I said, when I go on a break, I can take the blue pill. So it's like, oh yeah, you know, they're literally doing that to Alex Jones and InfoWars all the time. But hey. And so you're just like, oh my gosh, like that's so sad to hear. Tony Robbins, isn't that good of a guy as he makes out to be? You know, this motivational speaker, he's probably changed a lot of people's lives. And so you see the story and, you know, you're not thinking, man, people wouldn't just make something up and publish it. No, they did. That's what these people do. Pathetic. So BuzzTrash publishes fake news about Tony Robbins. He responded today. And hey, good for you guys over there at BuzzFeed. You literally are just total trash. And so we got all kinds of clown world stuff too. But, you know, I had a guy when I went out and did that report. In fact, that was Monday. And he said, you don't have any data. In fact, I got the sign right here. You guys should pull up the story. Here's the sign at InfoWars.com. You know, you can go around and post flyers. Humanity won't submit. Here's how you can strike back against censorship at InfoWars.com. And we've got dozens of flyers. But I had a guy come up to me and he says, you don't have any data to back that up. And I'm just like, you know, how do you even respond to that? It's like, you don't have the data to prove the sun rises in the east. You don't have the data. And it's like, I'm literally facing due east watching a sunrise. And he says, you don't have the data to back that up. Open borders equals disease and death. And you just kind of, you're kind of like shocked at the total ignorance. So the story's out today. Illegal immigrant charged with killing 12 elderly women in Dallas, Texas. So, but you know, they say, well, you know, American citizens murder people too. Oh, great. Good. Good response. Good politics. So there you go. So there's your open borders equals disease and death. But I guess that doesn't count, does it? No. So the president has had to make some pretty brash statements about what's going on at the border. And, you know, it's all good. But we need some action because it's totally out of control. Thank you. So we've got Trump's tweets here. We're going to get into this. I'll probably just read these in the next segment. But, yeah, he's hitting the fake news. He's hitting the treasonous investigators. And he gave a speech today talking about how we have to protect the southern border. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, again, I got all kinds of news to get to. It's Friday, so we will probably open up the phone lines. But man, I got to get something from InfoWarsStore.com to work on this voice. Maybe I'll go scrounge up some lung cleanse around here. Maybe I'll hit the Turbo Force too. The good news is, you see, we've got the water filters around here from InfoWarsStore.com, so we don't have to worry about those toxins and that poison in the water. What's that? There's poison in the water? Yeah. Not just the fluoride that the government puts in there. It's just a little loving fluoride for you. Little forced medication for you. No, there's also glyphosates and other chemical runoff, and it's no good. There's the atrazine and all of it. So we've got water filters at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need one. If you're not filtering your water, you are crazy. Yes, we live in a clown world, and the government poisons the water. Yes, we live in a clown world where the atrazine is making the frogs gay. And oh my gosh. Okay. All right, you guys just ruined a perfectly good plug. But yes, we live in the clown world, and it's we have like a clown outbreak, like a zombie outbreak infestation here at the InfoWars studios. That's my sound guy, Slackjaw the clown. Oh my gosh. Folks, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself some brand new Ultra 12, because therapy for Slackjaw is not cheap. It's an expensive therapist. But look at some of these deals. 50% off the Ultimate Bone Broth. Do we still have 50% off the new Ultra 12? Is that still 50% off? This is ridiculous. So we already had the best B12 supplement at InfoWarsStore.com, Secret 12. And then we just went out and turbo blasted it. And so Ultra 12 is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is 50% off the introductory rate, 50% off. We've already got a bunch of reviews. Can you guys zoom in? Let me see. Yeah, we've already got some reviews there. So go read the reviews for yourself, all the 5-star reviews. There it is right there, Ultra 12, brand new, InfoWarsStore.com. And there's a little Easter egg. There's a little hidden gem waiting for you when you get your Ultra 12, when you take that label off. Yes, then you'll know the secret. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. When we come back, we're going to get in some of these Trump tweets and some of the news. We'll be right back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Yes. This is the War Room. And I am your host, Owen Troyer, back from a little vacation. And if it sounds like I've been eating gravel all weekend, that's because I have, or all week. You know, it's at the top of Drudge right now. ICE to move a quarter of a million illegal citizens across country. And you just think, I mean, it is so out of control. It's just ridiculous, man. Excuse me. It's like, I mean, think about that. That's just free transportation. We just pay for it all. Like, oh, yeah, come on in. Hey, the weather's great in Miami. You want a trip courtesy of ICE? What a joke. What a joke. And it's just like common sense stuff, man, you know? But we're living in the clown world. All right, so I'm going to just go through Trump's tweets here. And I guess, are these all from today, guys? The crew just printed me about 20 of his tweets I want to get to. So these are all from today. So yeah, he has been on fire. My phone has been blowing up. I'm finally getting notifications when the president tweets. I wasn't forever, but I finally am now. So he says, with all of the fake and made up news out there, Iran can have no idea what is actually going on. And then there was a story in the Wall Street Journal talking about how the U.S. and Iran basically had bad communication or miscommunication. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, yeah, it's bad intel from Israel. And then, like the president says, there's all the fake reporting on there out there. It's like, you don't even know what's going on. So, yeah, that's the media. Beyond misinformation or whatever from Netanyahu or Israel, that's the media trying to get in the president's way when he's trying to do foreign relations or diplomacy. And then they say, oh, Trump is an isolationist. He won't get along. And then they just try to destroy any relations we could have. He tweets about General Flynn. It now seems that General Flynn was under investigation long before it was common knowledge. Why would that be? It would have been impossible for me to know this, but if that was the case, and with me being one of two people who would become president, why was I not told that so I could make a change? Well, why were they spying on Flynn to begin with? The fake news media is hurting our country with its fraudulent and highly inaccurate coverage of Iran. There you go. So it would seem to me that this means that the president is trying to have a good relationship with Iran, but not going to be sending them pallets of cash. Talks about Jerry Nadler. Will Jerry ever look into the fact that Hillary deleted all of her emails? Jerry Nadler. What is going on with that guy's waistline? Oh, man. You know, it's a Friday. I don't want to say it, but I think Jerry Nadler has a FUPA. Oh, my gosh. These are the people. These are the Democrats. Jerry Nadler. What a joke that guy is. The president hitting the border. Yeah, they're, oh, my. Oh, good Lord. I mean, but it's like, what is that? What is holding that belt up, man? Oh, my gosh. To tell Jerry Nadler has a FUPA. The president is talking about the border. Border Patrol is apprehending record numbers of people at the southern border. The bad hombres, of which there are many, are being detained and will be sent home. They shouldn't be getting in here to begin with. All the people that are illegally coming into the United States now will be removed from our country at a later date as we build up our removal forces. And as the laws are changed, please do not make yourselves too comfortable. You will be leaving soon. A little salt. A little spice. Will the Democrats give our country a badly needed immigration win before the election? Good chance. Well, you can secure the southern border and do something for yourself before the election, do something for America. So here's a beauty. Here's a real beauty right here. My campaign for president was conclusively spied on. Nothing like this has ever happened in American politics. A really bad situation. Treason means long jail sentences, and this was treason. Twice, in caps. Boom. You know, let me just read that one more time. This is from the President of the United States, Donald Trump. He put this out today on Twitter. Think about the weight of this. My campaign for president was conclusively spied on. Nothing like this has ever happened in American politics. Treason means long jail sentences. And this was treason. The president of the United States just told you he's getting ready to line them up. Get ready for the Obama perp walk, buddy. Oh, and they're all throwing each other under the bus. See, these people are such rats. See, who's the king rat, though? Rosenstein might be the king rat. But then you have Comey. And I'm telling you, they don't know. They don't even know what's going on. Like, they've got little lines of communication, but they know they can't even communicate. They're being watched. What do you think is going on here? So, is Rosenstein the king rat? Is Comey the king rat? Is Hillary the king rat? Or is it a king rat situation, and now all of their tails are in a knot, and they can't escape? And there it is. That's Democrat operatives, Comey, Strzok, everyone that was working with Fusion GPS to get that dossier published by Buzz Trash that comes out with a fake news story about Tony Robbins today. Total garbage news. Oh, I rue the day. Oh, I rue the day. Ha ha. When the Obama perp walk begins. Oh, yeah. John Brennan and James Clapper, they're singing like canaries. And what are they saying? I was just doing my job. I was just doing what I was told to do. The FISA judges, well, we were just executing the warrants with the information that we were given. And then who is the king rat? The whole king rat goes down together, you see? That's the king rat.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Treason, the president asks on the 5th of September, 2018. And then this morning, bright and early, he tweets out again. Treason means long jail sentences. And this was treason. So I guess the president answered his own question, didn't he? Yep. Boy, what do you think is going through the mind of Barack Hussein Obama? Oh, bummer. So I really just need to get focused here, and I'm just going to pile drive through some of this news, but just pull that tweet back up. I mean, it's kind of a joke, quite frankly, but I mean, we'll do the job here at InfoWars, but it's like, this is like big news, kind of like should be on the front page of Drudge, should be leading all media right now. Like the president has said treason happened. Jail sentence is coming. I mean, like, do we understand what's going on here over there? Is anyone awake at Fox? Anyone awake over there? Hello? Is anybody alive? So, yeah. Boy, that's going to be fun, isn't it? When these guys get tried for treason. You know, Rob Dew was just telling me he found a clip of Alex and David Knight on the Alex Jones Show about, I guess it was maybe 5 years ago or so, literally breaking down how the social media censorship was going to happen. And you would think that they were reporting it yesterday, but it was like 5 years ago. And it's just, so we can't even go and archive like normal people can on YouTube and say, see, we reported it first. We can't even do that. But so we will do that. And Rob is going to put a clip together. InfoWars is next decade's news today. So, yeah, Obama committed treason. Where did you hear that first? And I guess that's why they call it the InfoWars presidency. Boy, that must really haunt Brian Stelter. That must really haunt him. That's brutal. But hey, everyone else is allowed to be on Facebook. Oh, and now Facebook has a new feature, and all the news media outlets are pushing their new Facebook watch page. Yes. But we're not allowed to be on Facebook, see? You see, this broadcast gets removed faster than a live mass shooting. Yeah, that's how dangerous we are to these people. Because when you're a cold, hard criminal committing high treason on a daily basis, you can't have people knowing about it. Get it? Yeah. Banned information for tyrants. So now, let me focus here and just get into some of this news. I mean, I have a stack. This abortion stuff is crazy. But let's look at some other stuff real quick. This is incredible. I have been following the Jacob Schwartz story as much as anyone else in media, except maybe Mike Cernovich. And it's just incredible. So this is Bill de Blasio's aide. And so de Blasio is all in the news right now, and Trump is hitting de Blasio hard right now, and he's basically predicted his ouster coming soon, which is probably true. I mean, he's a total disaster. But so this is incredible. His top aide, Jacob Schwartz, who, very well-connected person, and he was up and coming in the Democrat Party. They, you know, might call him the next John Podesta, you know, the big Democrat leader. Well, you see, Jacob was arrested for having child porn, including, I mean, brace yourselves, infant porn. Yeah, this is his top aide, Bill de Blasio's top aide. This guy's well-connected to a big liberal donors. And I mean, you can just see in some of the pictures of this guy, the demon energy. I mean, that's the Brian Stelter demon energy look. Look at that. Put that picture next to Brian Stelter, man. Whoa. But anyway, so it's like all this crap and people talking about de Blasio, top aide staffer, major pedophile. You know that he got no jail time. None. He paid a $7,500 bailout, and they've been delaying his case. And that sick bastard still hasn't been in jail. That Stelter-looking bastard with infant porn. What a sicko. So anyway, his case is just continuing to be delayed. So I just thought I'd let you know what happens as people are talking about Bill de Blasio. It's just so ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'm just coming back into the clown world still. You know, I'm kind of crossing the dimensions. They're running polls right now. They're now running polls. It's just ridiculous. Every poll on television is fake. It should almost be illegal. They're literally running a poll. You guys, see if you can pull up Fox News right now. They're literally running polls, a Fox News poll, saying that Trump is getting beaten by every Democrat. It's a joke. It's so inaccurate. In fact, I actually noticed, just in general observation, conservatives are kind of coming out of the woodwork now. Like everyone on my airplane, I'm not even kidding you, was either watching InfoWars or Fox News. And it used to be like, you didn't want to do that, maybe in public. But now they're just like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you think for one second that Joe Biden is pulling ahead of Trump, I mean, you are, if you believe that, I guess you'll believe anything, won't you? You'll believe in Russian collusion. Yeah. Yeah. Joe Biden's pulling ahead of Trump by 10 points, according to a Fox News poll. Wow. I mean, this is clown world stuff, man. So let's just keep going down the clown world, because why not? When you have an illegal immigrant murder 12 women in Dallas, Texas, where's the Me Too people? Where are the big women's marchers? Nowhere. Because that's theirs. See? So they don't want to own it. But this is the type of clown world stuff here. Ilhan Omar, the Equality Act just passed the House. LGBTQIA+. That's a real thing. Real thing. LGBTQIA+. Like, when this whole thing first started, we used to do jokes like LGBTQIA+9. But now it's like, nope, they actually do it. But it's like they're fighting for things. It's a fringe minority issue that nobody really cares about. And then they like, it's literally like participation trophies. That's what it is. You build up some false straw man political football. And then you knock it down and you pat yourself on the back. It's insane. It's the clown world. But here's an honest question. This is really bothering me. Maybe somebody can answer this, and I'll open up the phone lines. Why does Ilhan Omar wear the hijab and Rashida Tlaib not? I'm serious. Why does Tlaib not wear the hijab? No one is addressing this question.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, I told you that the Democrats and the left were going to throw Tulsi Gabbard under the bus. And now they are. And the Daily Garbage Pile, thedailybeast.com, has the story, Tulsi Gabbard's campaign is being boosted by Putin apologists. And there it is. Can you imagine these people? It's like, they get up in the morning to go to the bathroom, and they lift up the lid, and they kind of look around for Russians before they go. Like, are there Russians in here? They go into their pantry to get their breakfast, and they peek around the door. Is Putin listening? Is there a Russian in here? Total insanity. I mean, it's like, again, I don't know how these people think. Or I guess maybe they can't, and that's the problem. Because Tulsi Gabbard would be a great candidate for the Democrats. But she's too real, and she's not just a total fraud, and so they don't want her. But really, though, that's honestly what it is. It's like the mainstream, sadly to say now, Democrat voter is far left and wants the worst they can get. Like, they want the dirtiest, most scandalous, lying, corrupt politician. That's what they want now. Now, they tried it with Hillary, but that's what Obama bred, see? So Obama created the atmosphere, be a total fraud, be a total liar, be a total treasonous, anti-American dirtbag. And so now the left just embraces it. And so Tulsi Gabbard is like has American pride. She's got, you know, her liberal politics, but she's right about a lot of stuff. And she's probably not a sellout. So they don't want her. No, we don't want Tulsi Gabbard. Give us another white man as we sit here and berate how bad the white man is. So that's what you get now. Tell me if you believe this. New York State added 250,000 Democrats, only 10,000 Republicans last year. Interesting. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? I wonder if you did an investigation into those newly registered Democrats. I wonder what you might find. Genuinely do. Oh, and by the way, the crew is telling me the illegal immigrant in Texas that's been charged with 12 murders, that's just what they know of. So it looks like what we're dealing with here is a serial murderer who was, I mean, obviously targeting women. You won't hear about that, will ya? No. Doesn't fit the narrative. But let me tell you something. If that guy was a white man from Ohio, he would be all over the news today. And you know it. And you know it. But a non-citizen? No. We can't report on that. Serial murderer? I mean, think about that. At least 12 murders. Slough it off. But, you know, and again, I'm just saying, it's like kids die in a school shooting, which sometimes they hype up, sometimes they don't. And it's like the end of the world. And it is. It's the worst tragedy. I can't even imagine. But, you know, you've got this guy, serial murderer, and they don't even blink an eye. So who knows how far that's going to go? By the way, James O'Keefe put this out today. Leaked Facebook docs showed plans to trigger special features leading up to important elections. Oh, they admit they already demote bad content. What is bad content? They cite Lauren Shen, conservative commentary, as an example. Lauren Shen is a roaming millennial on YouTube. It's where she started. I've tried to get her on before. I don't think she's a big fan of InfoWars, but that's fine. But she's apparently bad, and so that's what they do, is they target women and conservatives now, or anybody that supports Trump over there at Facebook, and they ban you. But see, but they're coming out. And so soon what it'll be, what they're really going for, is Facebook wants to regulate itself. Like, you have Zuckerberg acting like he wants regulation from the government, or maybe he does for some other motivation, but they really just want to regulate and curate themselves. And so the wild, wild west days of the internet is what they're trying to end. So it's like Matt Drudge said, get everybody into what is essentially the ghetto, or as he said it, which is like public housing, or get everybody into the ghettos of Facebook and Twitter. Use the wild, wild west mentality and practice and just kind of natural thing that is the internet, this free platform of communication and content, bring it in, build it up, and then you curate it yourself. And you decide who gets to exist. So it's kind of like cable news, in a sense. But what you're going to see is everyone, all mainstream news is going to start pushing these new features that James O'Keefe talks about, because this is how they're trying to control information. And so the plan is, well, we can censor and we can curate, but we'll kind of put a mask on and say that we're doing this because of hate speech and stuff. So the average consumer will have no idea because they just don't follow news. And then in kind of a fight back marketing campaign, they're going to have the rollout of their new features, which is really them announcing, hey, here's censored Facebook now. Here's your censored social media. But they'll roll it out with a big media push, with a big smile on their face, and say, look at what we've added to our platform. It's good. And the average consumer will say, wow, look at the new feature on my Facebook app. Whoop-dee-doo. Meanwhile, it's like, yep, total censorship. We decide what you can see. We decide what you can hear. We decide what you can post. F you. But they put a smiley face on and a mask, and they say, look, we have new features here at Facebook. Oh, we don't censor. No, no, no. Well, Alex Jones, don't you know? That's a bad man. We just get rid of hate speech and violence. But it's just, I mean, they get exposed by Project Veritas in their own words that they censor conservatives. So, but here you go. Sri Lanka blocks social media to fight anti-Muslim violence after Easter bombings. There you go. Oh, see? Oh my gosh, this is a real thing. This is a real thing from Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak. This quote, I was proud to sign into law a bill to ban the discriminatory and bigoted gay and trans panic defense tactic, which can be used to excuse violent hate crimes against LGBTQ plus individuals. Why even have the acronym anymore? Just go with plus. What do I have to name out the alphabet and then say plus because there could be 500 other genders that aren't represented in your stupid acronym? So drop the acronym thing because it's, I mean, you could put every letter in the alphabet on there. So why do we still have the acronym? Just go with the plus now. Just go with the plus. That's a real quote from a governor. It's just insane. It's the clown world. Israel Folau sacked following anti-gay social media post. It's this big rugby player. And he put out, drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, and idolaters, hell awaits you. And he got, I guess he got kicked off the team he was on. And I think he was banned on social media. But I mean, so this is like, you can't even, so what, if you put a quote from the Bible that talks about not engaging in sodomy or whatever, like, is that banned too? Should you be fired for your job if you quote the Bible? I mean, should you be fired for your job if you're Christian? Maybe. Hell, just throw them to the fiery pit. They were a bigot. All right. Hey, this is a 2-minute break. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Troyer at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, the president delivered remarks on his new immigration policy proposal. Here was the president earlier today.
No matter where in the world you're born,
No matter who your relatives are, if you want to become an American citizen, it will be clear exactly what standard we ask you to achieve. It will be made crystal clear. This will increase the diversity of immigration flows into our country. We will replace the existing green card categories with a new visa, the Build America visa, which is what we all want to hear. Like Canada and so many other modern countries, we create an easy-to-navigate points-based selection system. You will get more points for being a younger worker, meaning you will contribute more to our social safety net. You will get more points for having a valuable skill, an offer of employment, an advanced education, or a plan to create jobs. We lose people that want to start companies, and in many cases, they're forced to leave our country, go back usually to the country where they came from, and they'll start up companies, and some of those companies are among the biggest and most successful companies today in the world. They could have started them right here in the United States, where they wanted to do it in the first place. Now they'll have a chance. Priority will also be given to higher wage workers, ensuring we never undercut American labor. To protect benefits for American citizens, immigrants must be financially self-sufficient. Finally, to promote integration, assimilation, and national unity, future immigrants will be required to learn English and to pass a civics exam prior to admission.
Now, you see, this is basic common sense policy right here. And I realized this earlier today, or re-realized it, if you will, but this is what bothers me. It's like everything gets so politicized, we don't even bother with common sense anymore. Like with the whole abortion thing, it's like, well, what if the woman is raped? It's like, well, yeah, okay, that's an extenuating circumstance, and, you know, you can look into something like that. We're not, it's like, no, that's common sense. It's common sense to say, yeah, there is a difference between a girl who just doesn't want to have a kid for whatever reason and a rape victim that gets impregnated. Like, that's just common sense. But it's like the same thing. It's like, if I'm out at the park playing basketball and there's 15 people that want to play and I'm picking my best four, you want the best on your team. Like, you want to win. You have the best. You want the best people. And that's like common sense. But think about that and then apply it to the border. No, we don't want the best. So Trump's just like, hey, we want immigrants. We want the best immigrants. We want people that come here with jobs. We want people that come here with skills. We want people that come here with dreams and hopes and that love our country, speak our language. And it's just like, that's common sense, but you actually have to say it and then do it because it's lost on people. They just released 9,000 illegal immigrants today alone into the country. That's disease, that's death, and there's nothing they can do about it. That's not architects, that's not builders, that's not engineers, that's not doctors. Those are needy people here illegally. We can't afford it anymore. Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Hop over to InfowarsStore.com, folks, and check out the great supplements that we have there. DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, the Knockout Sleep Aid, It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Great air filters, great water filters. And you sponsor us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. So we thank you, we salute you, we appreciate you. And we now bring on a guest, Ethan Sommer. And so here's the deal. You know, I want to get people with different opinions on the show. You know, we can debate, we can discuss, whatever, but we want people to come on that have different opinions. We featured some guests before, but the problem is, I mean, at least as far as media people are concerned that disagree with us, they'll never come on air. Never. Never, ever. But so every once in a while, we'll have somebody reach out that, you know, says that they disagree with politics and they want to come on. So that's the case with Ethan Sommer. And so, hey, I say come on and have at it. So Ethan Sommer is a Bernie supporter. So let's just start with this, Ethan here. So you support Bernie Sanders. Is that with a bad taste in your mouth, or are you fully on board?
Yeah, I'm fully on board. I love Bernie. I think he's great. I think he's great for America. And look, I just want to say before we start, you know, I think the left has done a very lousy job of communicating with you and your audience and people in your political camp. And, you know, Liz Warren the other day saying, I'm not going to go on Fox, just dismissing them. You know, they're deplorable, right? So I think that's been a mistake. And I think if they don't start engaging you, they're going to lose.
I think that the problem is they just don't want to have a discussion. They want to dominate. They want to be essentially have a dictate, like a dictator society, where they just don't have any dissenting opinion. Where I mean, to me, it's fun. I mean, I like dissenting opinion. I think it's fun to think it out and talk it out. But you know, I gotta say, you know, so. To support Bernie, I mean, you have to know about all the baggage, right? I mean, you know about how he got screwed out of the Democrat nomination last election and just kind of let it happen. And then the lawsuit where his supporters sued him for basically wasting their money. So you don't have any bad taste in your mouth for Bernie after that?
No. I mean, look, Hillary is the one who cheated him, not the other way around, right? Hillary cheated in the debate. Why is that his fault? He's got to look. I mean, he had to choose between the lesser of two evils, right? I mean, look, the reason why I'm voting for Bernie is because I think he's right for America. I believe in universal health care. I believe that the rich, the billionaires are not paying enough in taxes. Look, I'm a commercial real estate broker in the Bay Area. Okay. I'm an office leasing broker. Okay. I don't feel rich. I drive a used car. I'm a renter. I can't afford to buy a house here in the Bay Area, but I'm in the same tax bracket as Jeff Bezos. That doesn't make any sense to me. Does that make sense to you? I don't have a private jet. I'm in the same tax bracket as people who have private jets. That doesn't make sense.
I actually politically would probably just support a flat tax is where I usually wind up philosophically on that. I'm just a flat tax kind of guy. But, you know, San Francisco has more billionaires per capita than any other city in the United States. So why can't they figure it out? I mean, you have all these rich billionaires out there, and it's, you know, it's like they do nothing for the city.
Yeah. San Francisco politics is such a different species of politics. And I could go on and on, wax about it. And I don't think San Francisco politics is emblematic of Bernie Sanders or his program.
Well, let's stay on Bernie Sanders, because I'm actually curious about this, because I think that the Democrats are going to screw Bernie Sanders again. In fact, the signs are already on the wall. They're claiming that Biden is leading Democrat polls. I mean, that's a joke. Those are fake polls. Biden barely fills a high school gym. Bernie can still actually fill a big venue. So, I mean, you're seeing Bernie. Are you seeing this? I'm seeing Bernie about to get run over by the Democrats again.
I think you're right. Let me tell you about the polls. I was driving the other day. I was in a parking lot. I backed into a poll. Let me tell you, this guy started cursing at me in Polish. It was real feisty. My point is, at the risk of sounding racist, you can't trust the polls.
No, the polls are – and the incredible thing is it actually does manipulate voters. I mean, it really does. They can take somebody that really has no chance in a fair election. Joe Biden has zero chance. I mean – nothing, but they use these fake polls to act like he has a chance. I mean, if I was Bernie, I'd be livid about it right now, but he didn't really call it out last time, and I don't think he's going to again, so I think your boy's about to get run over.
We'll see. Time will tell. We got to wait for the caucus, right? I mean, look, Biden is a hair sniffer. Okay, he's a creepy guy, and he's part of the establishment. And if we have more Biden, we're going to go back to the same policies that sort of got us Trump in the first place. He's part of the establishment. He's in the pocket of the law enforcement industry. He's in the pocket of the pharmaceuticals and the insurance companies and the military industrial complex. He's, you know, look, the problem with our political system is you have Republicans and Democrats. And really, it's like the difference between Coke and Pepsi. One's in a blue can, one's in a red can. But really, they're both carbonated sugar water. What I like about Bernie is that he's a real alternative to that.
Well, I think that he just kind of likes to get in it, and he's realized he kind of has the system beat because he can run as a Democrat knowing they won't put him in because he's not actually a Democrat. He's actually independent. And then he just has a big campaign, makes a bunch of money, and then can kind of just fade back into his senatorship where he's comfortable. But, you know, you said something actually that I'm curious about. I want to press you on.
Yeah.
You say that the leftist media doesn't really give InfoWars a fair shot, or you don't like how they approach us. And I understand what you're saying. I think it's obvious. But I guess my question would be, do the Democrat voters notice that? Like, do they see how dissenting opinion is something these people fear, or are they kind of aligned with it? Because you're the kind of Democrat that's like obviously fair-minded, probably central on some issues, and not like some crazy radical leftist that I'm sure you've seen. So, yeah. So do Democrat voters see that these people don't want dissenting opinion, or do they agree with it? Like, yeah, don't talk to them.
Well, I think most people that are in their camps are in their bubble, and I don't think they see outside their bubble. And I think the same could be said about the right as well. I think you guys are trapped in a bubble, and so is the left. So we're incapable of seeing the world from the point of view of the other side. And I think that's a problem in America. I think it's a problem with our politics.
Yeah, but most people, myself included, at one point or another, were actually liberal. I mean, the saying goes, if you're not a liberal by, you know, 20 or whatever, you don't have a heart. If you're not a conservative by 30, you don't have a brain. So a lot of people do actually have had that perspective before, that then become conservative once they have some more life experience.
Okay, I mean, look, that's a fair point, sure. Look, I think, to answer your question, no, I don't think that most people on the left view a bias, that a bias exists against the right.
Well, it's like, here's the crazy thing. Yeah. Here's the crazy thing. It's like, I was just out on a trip this week, and I was hanging out with some guys, and I ended up kind of talking politics with one of the guys, just briefly, not like intention or anything. And when I told him that I worked for InfoWars, he was like stunned. And it was crazy to him because it was like, we just got along all day, you know, having a good time, hanging out, having beverages, laughing, sharing stories. And then it's like, he finds out I'm a Trump supporter. And it was like, oh my gosh, like I've been enjoying a Trump supporter's company. Like I've been in the presence of a Nazi this whole time. But it was like, but there was kind of a turn of his mind that was like, well, wait a second, maybe these preconceived notions were wrong. Because most people won't come on with me. They don't want to talk to us. As soon as they hear the InfoWars, they say, oh no, we don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah. Well, I have friends and loved ones, people who are really intelligent, who voted for Trump, who love Trump. Look, I don't agree with them. I think they're wrong on this one issue. I think they voted against their own interests, but I know they're good people. I know they're not racist. Right. So
let's heat it up. Let's turn the stove up a little bit here, and let's find out what you don't like about Trump. So Ethan Sommer is my guest again, Bernie supporter. He reached out. He said, "Hey, I'd like to be a dissenting opinion on your show." We brought him on. We'll be right back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I was a little confused when I stepped away from the desk for 3 days. When I dove back in, I was a little confused. I was like, why is Bill de Blasio all over the news. And so I was noticing it. And then I just kind of didn't even finish the thought process of why is he in the news. And I was just kind of reading all the news about him. And then I went down the rabbit hole about his old aide, a major pedophile that's not even in jail. Just crazy. But it's like such a joke. I didn't even realize he's running for president. And I saw it when I was going through the video list here. And I just started laughing. Bill de Blasio launches 2020 campaign. Oh my gosh, man. I mean, it's like a total failed mayor. And just run as a Democrat, you know? So that was funny. I had a good laugh. My guest, Ethan Sommer, is with us, a full-on Bernie supporter. He says, no, not even a bad taste in his mouth. So I want to ask him, though, why he doesn't like Trump. So, Ethan, what is it about Trump and the Trump presidency that you don't like?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Well, there's a few things. Number one, I don't like the fact that he's a troll. Okay, he's always trolling people. It's unbecoming of a president. It sets a bad example, and it's not presidential. I want our commander in chief to not be a comedian in chief. He's funny, but it's not what I'm looking for in a president.
I do hear that from a lot of kind of central-minded people, and I do think it's a fair criticism. My response is, I mean, they're literally attacking him every day. They're attacking his family. They lie about him in the press. So, I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of his way of fighting back. And, I mean, so you would just rather him not respond to all the criticism that's unwarranted and the attacks against him?
Look how Obama handled all the attacks against him. He handled it like a gentleman. Okay? That's how you handle it. That's how you act presidential. Okay? Obama was smooth. He never lowered himself into that fray. And it was respectable. The next reason why I don't like Donald Trump is because he lies. He's a compulsive liar. And he cheats. He cheated on his pregnant wife with a porn star. He cheats at golf. He cheated the Trump U people. He cheated that architect. He cheats his vendors. The guy cheats and he lies. And I don't like that. I don't want to be lied to by my leaders. I'd rather vote for an honest Republican than a crooked Democrat.
Yeah, but listen to what you're saying, Ethan. Nothing of what you said has anything to do with him being president and the country. I mean, you're talking about personal stuff and character flaws. So what about his presidency do you not like?
Being honest matters to me. But yeah, I also there's a lot of things about his presidency I don't like. I think he's done a bad job. I think he's incompetent. I think he acts like an idiot.
Ethan, I need an example.
Okay, sure. Here. Want an example? I'll give you an example. December 19th, 2018, Trump announces immediate withdrawal of all troops, saying that we defeated ISIS from Syria. December 23rd, 4 days later, quote, we're not leaving immediately. January 2nd, Pentagon announces it's going to be a four-month timeline. Later that day in an interview, Trump's asked, what's your timetable? Trump says, I don't know. Somebody said 4 months. January 4th, State Department says there is no timeline. January 7th, 2019. Quote, we're going to stay and continue to fight ISIS, completely contradicting his statement of December 19th. January 13th, 2019. Quote, starting the long overdue pullout from Syria. That's a Trump tweet. January 13th, Wall Street Journal reports we're actually going to leave troops in Syria. And why does it matter? Because May 16th, 2019, the conservative Jerusalem Post writes, this is the latest shift in policy that has made the U.S. appear disconnected from the realities on the ground in Syria and unable to carve out a clear decision for what the future holds. You know what? Say what you will about Obama. At least when he was wrong, he was strong. He didn't flop around in the wind like that. That is crap. That is amateur hour at the White House. And it matters. It matters to our allies. It matters to our allies on the ground. It matters to us.
So here's the funny thing about that. Obama was the amateur who put the playbook out for ISIS to know. Trump has always said he's not going to let his enemies know what he's doing. So, yeah, he is putting out confusing and flip-flopping. And by the way, I disagree with what we're doing in Syria, and I think all troops should be out of the Middle East. So again, when it comes to policy, we might agree on this. But when it comes to the president flip-flopping, as you say, You have to keep in mind, he doesn't want to show the enemy our hand. So there's a lot of that going on, too.
Well, he's doing a really good job of also not sharing with our own friends. You know, the Israelis are sitting there scratching their heads saying, what's going to happen? Okay, this is not some clever three-dimensional chess ploy by Trump where he's outwitting his enemies. This is him just not knowing what he's doing. He's not smart enough to play three-dimensional chess like that. He doesn't understand.
So, all right, no. All right, so let's take that. You said this president doesn't know what he's doing. You think Obama did. So how come we saw a rise of terror in the Middle East during the Obama years, and during the Trump years it's getting better?
Can you cite that statistic? I mean,
Syria. Yeah, Syria is a perfect example, actually, where they're clearing out terrorists and radical Muslims, and Syria is moving towards a secular state where Syrians are going to be in control. So there's one example right there. Obama failed Syria. Trump, I mean, could be, I won't say it's Trump doing it, but hey, Syria could be in a lot better place after Trump than they were after Obama.
Yeah, but it just goes to show that what America does isn't always going to be the only variable that controls what's happening in the Middle East or how much terrorism is happening in the Middle East. Okay? Whenever you're dealing with the Middle East, you're dealing with a president who's been dealt a bad hand.
I totally agree. You realize that the Donald Trump, the troops are now literally fighting Obama's soldiers, the ones that Obama armed and funded. I mean, so our troops are now over there fighting radical jihadis that Obama armed and funded.
I don't buy it.
You can look it up. That's mainstream news. What did they say? Oh, I can't think of what it's on.
Who is fighting whom?
I'm trying to remember what they use it, but it's basically terrorists. But they were saying they were like, which rebels or whatever. I'm sorry?
Which terrorist organization? Who's fighting whom?
What do you mean? These are the people that are going in trying to remove the government of Syria. There it is right there. There's the Guardian covering it. The U.S. decision to send weapons to Syria repeats a historical mistake. Yeah, Obama was arming moderate rebels. That was it. Moderate rebels. He called them moderate rebels. It was ISIS terrorists trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah, you don't think we're making the same mistake again? Do you know where America's first foreign intervention was? America's first foreign intervention, 1805. Do you know where it was?
Okay, you're going back to 1805. Go ahead.
I just want to make a point, which is our first foreign intervention was in the Middle East. It was in Tripoli, the shores of Tripoli. That's where we get the song for the Marines. Point is, we've been involved. We've been stuck in the Middle East for a long time.
Hey, like I said, policy-wise, we'd probably both agree. I mean, I've stated it. I'm done dealing in the Middle East. I'm done with all of them. Let them figure it out. Hey, Ethan, glad to have you on. Ethan Summer. We let dissenting opinions come on. We want people that vote Democrat or liberals to come on and talk. It was a fair conversation.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Have you been over to Infowars store yet?
Yeah,
if not, what are you waiting for? Get over to the Infowars store literally right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get a water filter. Get an air filter. You won't believe the studies you read when it comes to the toxins that are found in tap water. You won't believe the new studies coming out about the air quality in the average U.S. home. Not good findings. So we don't want to drink toxic water. We don't want to breathe toxic air. So we get the best water filters and the best air filters. There's the Alexa Pure Breeze, groundbreaking ion cluster technology for a better air filter right there. Read all the 5-star reviews for yourself. It's $50 off right now. $50 off, and you will notice the difference. You will notice the difference. The air filter is amazing. I absolutely love mine. Great for pet owners, too, because you'll find out how much dandruff and garbage is coming off your pets real quick with this powerful machine right here. The Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the water filter, the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system, also $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. These are just must-have items for your home, for your family, for your friends, for your guests. It's just a no-brainer. Filter your water, filter your air, and live a healthier life. And support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Total win-win-win. Total capitalism. Total free market. Just total America. And you know, I was thinking about doing a monologue on how great this country is. I mean, this country offers everything. And you really think about it, the vast dynamicism, yes, we're making up words. Maybe it is a word, dynamicism of the United States of America is so underappreciated. But you see, that's what's so great about America, is that you can be sitting in a bar and you'll have everyone from every different walk of life represented probably right there, all getting along. And you see, you have these radical leftists that want to inject, like immature, petulant children, this division with identities and all this garbage. And it's like the average person just wants to live their life and enjoy the freedoms in the West. But they just have to piss on everything. And then they destroy everything they piss on and then blame conservatives. And then they claim, we're going to rescue you from all the destructions that they actually caused. I mean, look at Democrat-run cities. Look at what happens to them. It's not a mystery. But man, I just hope that we can conserve this country, because if they get the authoritarianism that the left is pushing for right now, you won't be able to drive a car. You won't be able to fly across country. You won't be going on vacation, Jack, unless you're filthy rich, because that carbon tax, that's not going to be cheap. So enjoy it while it lasts. And don't worry, we'll be here like a rock against tyranny. Because they destroy America. There's nowhere else to run, folks. Costa Rica is not a big country. Belize is not a big country. So, yeah, we're trying to keep socialism out. You know what I mean? We kind of like freedom and capitalism and the free market and open society where you can travel and consume and make money and build things and create, and there's no government in your way. But they just can't have it. I just wish people appreciated it more. Now, I've got this stack of news here, but I'm going to get to this in the next segment here. And I'm also going to open up the phone lines in the next segment, probably too. But, you know, let's go to, oh, we have the video. How long is the Rob Due video? I totally forgot, guys. All right. Well, I blew that. That's my bad. So we'll just do a deep tease. Okay, the video that I talked about that Rob Due just put together, we're going to air in the next segment. And here's the thing. We could do this every day. We just decide not to dedicate the manpower to it. But, I mean, we could take how we predict things or we say things years in advance and then they come true. I mean, we could do it all day long. We just don't invest the manpower to do that. But we're going to play a clip from 2015 with David Knight on the Alex Jones Show with Alex Jones talking about the net censorship. And you're going to think that it's a report that Alex and David shot just yesterday, but it was from 2015 because InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. Who told you Trump was going to win while everybody else was laughing at the very notion? And you know, that's the other thing too. I don't even know how to even properly analyze this. And it always kind of just goes back to my roots in psychology. But it's like, it really is an authoritarian dictatorship mindset that these leftists have. Where, in fact, I got the video. Do you have that video of that guy from Europe ready to go? It's not on my video list. From speaking at the English Parliament, I think. Do we have that? Play that. Roll, because this, I want to explain this. Go ahead.
Those who find it difficult to understand that the American people voted for Donald Trump, get over it, because he's president of the United States. And what I would say for all of us here, and this actually includes myself, is that we have to ask ourselves, why is it that people felt so left behind that they've made the democratic decisions that they've had, which we think we can't understand, some of us. How can you possibly vote for Brexit? How can you possibly vote for Donald Trump? And the fact is that the people have. These were the forgotten people. And just like we had the forgotten people in the United Kingdom.
So then he talks about the UK people and everything. But here's the point. This is what I'm saying. This is the mindset of an authoritarian right here. And it's really just, honestly, it's really just selfishness, if you want to boil it down. But it's like, literally, I don't even really know how to properly analyze it. But it's like, if you don't have their opinion, it's like, you don't even count. So it's like, yeah, Trump has millions and millions of supporters. I mean, the most popular president in modern history, by far, even worldwide, he's got millions of people supporting him. But to these radical leftists or these Trump haters, it's just like, nope. Nope. They just don't exist. Or they justify it in their heads by just pointing fingers and labeling Trump supporters as, you know, bigots or whatever to justify it. It's really just selfishness. Like, hey, you know, we're allowed to exist. Like, we have opinions. We're the majority here. Have you forgotten about us?
Infowars.com/show.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me
fighting again, the clown world order. Infowars.com. Zombie clown outbreak has hit InfoWars. And so I actually blame Lefto the Clown. Lefto the Clown spread the leftist pathogen, and now it's infected some of my crew. But they did coin the phrase clown world order, so maybe there is a benefit. So yes, fighting the clown world order here at InfoWars. All right, I tell you. I'm going to make a prediction right now. I bet Twitter bans mini AOC. There's our clown world. Oh my gosh. I am making a prediction that Twitter is going to ban mini AOC because she just put up an official Twitter account. I don't know how many followers it has now, but you know, obviously her videos are going viral. And so, There it is right there. Mini AOC has created a Twitter account. You got to admit, though, I mean, the young girl is a fabulous actress. Really is. And I love all of, because here's what they're going to do. They're going to say that, oh, it's abuse because they're politicizing their young girl, or, you know, they're using their children to do politics. When that's all the left does, it's like, literally, it's, the old saying goes, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Not to these people. Like, they'll use kids all day to politicize anything. But God forbid a conservative has a child get involved with politics, you know? But the reason I bring that up is because there's a new tweet from Cortez. It's just mind-blowing. But so as I make that future prediction that Twitter's going to ban mini AOC, oh, and I rue the day. I rue the day. Please ban her. I want them to ban her. It's just like, because it'll just be so totally exposed at that point. Like, you can't even deny it. It's just like, it's total censorship. But now I play the video of Alex Jones and David Knight from 2015. So you're about to hear a report from 2015. You're going to think it was from yesterday. No, InfoWars is next year's news today. Here's the proof.
There's a huge awakening happening. There's a giant explosive time here. But at the same time, they're also now going to pure lies, pure demonization, saying we run demonstrations we have nothing to do with, saying we terrorized Austin, had, you know, scare, gun scares going, zero involvement, saying I hate black people, saying I'm a drug dealer, saying I'm a, just you name it, in mainstream news, in concerted efforts, hundreds of articles per day. Maddow was in over 300 on Monday. Chicago Tribune, Washington Post, I mean, Miami Herald, I mean, Austin American Statesman, I got calls about it. People going, you think we had a moon landing. You're not involved in the Boston bombing. I mean, folks, you're talking hardcore. So in the past, they would just kill me. But because of the info war, that would make me a martyr. Plus, like shark teeth, I've got rows of people ready to replace me. Okay. And so instead, they are murdering who I am right now. They are killing who Alex Jones is. And look, Jesse Ventura has his problems politically. I don't agree with him on quite a bit of things, but he did get politically assassinated, you know, with the whole Chris Kyle thing. They could pull similar things on me. This is all a sign we're having a huge effect. They wouldn't be doing all of this if we weren't hitting the zeitgeist. And InfoWars is growing exponentially right now. So I want to give you kind of the state of the InfoWars Union here on the success we're having, and realize when you tell friends and family to tune in, when you direct them to InfoWars.com/show, where they can download the podcast, watch the live feeds, you know, whatever. If you're listening on AM and FM stations, tell your friends and family to tune into that. You are the InfoWarriors. Now, they're going to strike back a bunch of ways. I'm going to be doing some special reports that go through how they're doing this, but the model, because it's total totalitarianism in China, they admit this in Australia, the U.S., you name it, the model for internet censorship is going to be phased in Chinese-style net censorship. Net IDs, net taxes, three strikes and you're out net rules. But before they get to that, they're going to phase in. It starts this next year, just, you know, 10 days or so, or less, I guess 9 days, in China. And they're already lining up with Facebook, Google, all of them agreeing with China, Microsoft, to implement these systems where China already does it. And then they beta test there and then bring it here. And our story's on DrudgeReport.com. We do a document cam over here. And, of course, Drudge gets how incredibly important this is. We've been mentioning this for the last few months, but now it's hit critical mass because the Chinese have released the full details. Everything you do in China, from your credit score to what you buy to discount cards to your internet records to what you say on social networks, is integrated into an algorithm, and if you criticize the government basically once, you can't even buy or sell, you can't get a hotel, you can't travel. Now notice all this is being phased in here with the IRS saying, if we start auditing you or don't even start an investigation, you can't fly. Internal checkpoints. I mean, it's on, folks. So Europe's doing the same thing. This is all being brought in. It's being implemented. I mean, this is classical tyranny. It's here. And again, the Supreme Court justice told Drudge, next year, they're coming for you. And then they have the head of the, you know, the heads of the FCC, and yeah, we're coming for your free speech, talk radio, internet, you name it. I mean, because they can't beat us, folks. They're flaming tyrants. They're flaming crooks, annihilating our country, spying on us illegally, opening our borders, having the Border Patrol complete the smuggling process. I mean, this is the globalist offensive. This is the war against America. And globally, there's a world awakening. So they know in algorithms, and they admit this, that revolutions are coming. Just because food prices in the third world have gone up past 50%. They know at that point riots start. They already have their operatives ready to steer the revolutions into radical Al-Qaeda, radical ISIS, radical Al-Nusra, Saudi Arabian driven. Same thing here. They're going to have a big communist kill the cops, shoot the cops, burn the cities. They're going to let them do it, order the cops to stand down, and then say, cops, it's your fault, capitulate, go under UN control. I mean, it's on, folks. You are witnessing a real coup. 100% what I'm telling you is happening. Now, I knew this was coming, but to see it actually happen is so bold, is so over the top, that I get why people just can't believe it.
Now, that report was from 2015. We could air that report tomorrow and roll it out like it's a brand new report. Because it's so spot on. Beyond just the censorship, the illegal spying and all of it, the coup, we're right in the middle of it now. But you see, that's why they have to censor us, because we do have their playbook. And we basically just intercept all of their false transmissions and then decode it. And then report the truth about who they are and what they're doing. And so they have to shut us down. But here's the epitome almost of hyperbole from Cortez. This is unbelievable. She tweets this. What angers me about the GOP's attempts to turn the United States into a far-right Christian theocracy is how dishonest they are about it. At least be forthright about your desire to subvert and dismantle our democracy into a creepy theological order led by a mad king. Now, I mean, isn't this incredible? That's what the Democrats are literally trying to do, but they don't even hide it. The Democrats are coming for your guns. They say, we're not coming for your guns. And then the next day they say, we got to do something about the Second Amendment. So it's like they're the ones that aren't honest about who they are. They're the ones caught in undercover tape at Facebook and Twitter and YouTube talking about how they censor conservatives. They are the ones that try to, they don't want to turn it into a theocracy, except it's a far right theocracy where you worship the state. They're statists. So they are going. It's not even a debate now. They've removed the mask in many cases. The left is trying to create a far left dictatorship with one, you know, communist leader to rule them all. And they're the ones that lie about it. And then Cortez says that the GOP is trying to turn the country into a far-right Christian theocracy. And by the way, guess what this all stems from? Because conservatives don't want to murder babies. I mean, it's like, if you want to take the most obvious political victory stance, it's against abortion. I mean, it's like a layup.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Millie Weaver was out in Ohio this weekend talking to car enthusiasts about some of the proposals that the left is talking about in their 2020 campaigns. So Millie went out to see what people thought in Ohio, and here's what they had to say.
Lordstown, Ohio, at a classic car show. Now, Lordstown, Ohio is where Bernie Sanders kicked off his 2020 presidential campaign. Let's go see what these people here in Lordstown think about Bernie Sanders recently endorsing AOC's Green New Deal. Would they be willing to get rid of their nice cars that use fossil fuels to vote for Bernie Sanders?
That means that the United States must lead the world with a global approach which emphasizes the Green New Deal.
So which one's your car?
The truck.
This one?
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. And yours?
This one here. 38 Chevy.
And what kind of car is this?
It's 51 Chevy pickup.
Nice. So young people today are talking about this Green New Deal. It's a climate change deal where they're worried that the world's going to end in 12 years because of climate change. And so they want to ban cars like this. Yeah, they want to ban this truck. They want to ban meat like hot dogs. They want to ban coal, natural gas. They want to ban everything. Right. What do you think about that?
I think they better grow up and find out what this world's all about, because that ain't going to happen. They've been saying that for years and years and years.
You think about some of the young people that are afraid of climate change wanting to ban and get rid of cars like these.
Oh, no way.
Would you ever support a candidate that endorsed this Green New Deal that wants to phase out these cars?
No.
Oh, yeah. I've owned it since it was new.
Wow. So what do you think about some of these people pushing for this Green New Deal where they want to phase out cars like this because it runs on fossil fuels?
It's wrong. Yeah, you can't take away the history of this country, which is the automobile.
They've been saying that for the last 30 years. I just heard Al Gore say that when the Ocasio-Cortez said the Earth was going to end in 12 years. I've been saying that for 30 years. So what's the chances of that happening?
Right. So Ocasio-Cortez, she has this Green New Deal. I'm sure you know about it. Yeah. She wants to ban everything like cars, yeah. Coal plants, cows, hot dogs, cows, steak, none of that good stuff anymore. All the best things she wants to ban.
Yep.
Bernie Sanders recently endorsed her Green New Deal.
Yeah.
If you had to choose between your car and Bernie Sanders, which one is it?
My car.
Let's put it this way. What she wants to do, it won't be the United States that I was born into and brought up on. It would, you know, you need another whole generation of kids that would know nothing about any of this. That's just how different it would be.
Yeah.
And stuff like that don't happen overnight either. It takes years to get from point A to point B in government. Because look what's going on now.
Wrong answer. I love cars. Cars have been around for a long time. I'm a proud owner of 11 of them. I'm not getting rid of my cars for no electric car. Because, see, an electric car, you can get 200 miles, then you got to charge it up. Where I can pull into a gas station, I can tank it up, and I can keep on going on my journey.
Well, you got to burn fossil fuels to charge the batteries, too, you know, if you're using coal.
Yeah, the electric vehicles use up the batteries and the rare earth minerals for the batteries.
All right, the full report from Millie Weaver can be found at Infowars.com. But I'm telling you, I think conservatives and Trump supporters are about to start coming out of the woodwork in masses. Just sick of the bullying, sick of the intimidation, and just done. Just wearing it on their sleeve. Because I mean, I was out with a gentleman in a Trump hat last night, and all good. Everybody liked it. In fact, most people said, hey, nice hat. I'm telling you, the majority's about to speak up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the final hour of the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. And in this final hour of this Friday broadcast, we're going to open up the phone lines. So let's go ahead and do that right now. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Open line Friday. Anything is on the table for discussion. So, if you got something on your mind, give us a buzz at 888-201-2244, and we will get you on air. Now, before I do that, I need to let you know about some sales at InfoWarsStore.com, including what is actually a now more powerful B12 formula than before. So we already had Secret 12, which was great, and you can read all the reviews on InfoWarsStore.com on Secret 12, but we took that popular formula and then turbocharged it with more B12. So it's even more powerful. And we have the introductory rate, 50% off the brand new Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. So try the new Ultra 12 for yourself today. And while you're there, check out some of the other great supplements. The Ultimate Bone Broth is 50% off right now. When you purchase Survival Shield X2, you can get a free Survival Shield X3. We've got sales on Brain Force Plus. And for the War Room audience, if you get the Real Red Pill or the Real Red Pill Plus from InfoWarsStore.com, if you put in the coupon code War Room at checkout, you can get $10 off. And that's good for the month of May. So coupon code War Room, good for the month of May for $10 off the Real Red Pill or the Real Red Pill Plus. So take advantage of the great supplements. It's really great, the InfoWars store. And the sad thing is the supplements are really awesome. And then it's like because they demonize InfoWars, people won't go shop at the InfoWars store, even though it's just one of the best places to go for supplements, water filters, air filters. I mean, you know, doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, there's toxins in the water, you know? So we sell water filters for humans, not for, you know, conservatives or whatever. Those are for humans. But take advantage of all the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, you know, your support there keeps us on air here. Guys, are we going to open up the lines? I'm seeing that we still have the line shut down. Let's go ahead and open up those phone lines. So I apologize. What's going on? You can just tell me. Okay. So we apologize if you've been trying to call in. We just had a bit of a hiccup in the phone system. And so we are resetting that right now, and we'll get to your calls here soon. Okay. You know, I'm probably not going to have enough time to do this in just this segment, but let's just do it anyway. First, let's air the Amy Klobuchar clip. Again, if you want to take a layup politically, it's being against abortion. It's the easiest political battle. And now the left, though, is literally fighting for abortion, which, again, at the very least, you know, should be something that's sad, but not to them. It's like this demonic energy they get off on. And here's an example of that with Amy Klobuchar, I believe, on The View.
that Democrats look like they've gone very extreme on this issue. And I think it's gone from the party of safe, legal, and rare to having a conversation about late-term abortion up until birth with the Ralph Northam controversy. Are you for the what he said, or late-term abortion, or the moments that he was talking about where you would keep a woman comfortable after she was giving birth in case she wanted to abort her third-term child?
I don't know all his comments, but what I do know is that I am for women having the right to make a choice about her own body.
So she won't even disavow killing a born baby. And did you see if you can get the freeze frame when she has that arrogant look on her face, that punk bitch energy look, excuse me. But that's what it is. It's the arrogance of dominating you. It's the arrogance of running your life and knowing it and lying about it. Total punkish arrogance from that witch. See if you can find the freeze frame when McCain is talking. It's like at the beginning of the clip, and Klobuchar is just kind of looking there with her chin in the air like, yeah, I know you don't like it that we murder babies. Like, that's the look. It's like, yeah, we're upset you're murdering babies. And they're like, I know. It's like right there. That's the look. Look at that. That is punkish arrogance right there. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're murdering the babies. Yeah, that bothers you, doesn't it? Doesn't that? They get off. It's like they're getting off to the fact that baby murder upsets us. Like, oh my gosh, we're really sad and we don't want babies aborted in this country. And Klobuchar puts her chin in the air and says, we know. We know. That's why we do it. We know that you hate when we kill the babies. That's why we do it. Tell you, man, soullessness. That is accepting Satan into your heart. That is consciously deciding you want baby's dead. And you can see the demonic energy when you talk about it with these people. Now, again, I wish we could have a rational conversation about abortion, because really it should all be common sense stuff, but we can't. And they always go with the same thing. But what about rape? Well, yeah, if a woman's raped, that's an extenuating circumstance. But then now with these Democrats just crying, I mean, you know, rape every 5 seconds against somebody they don't like. Well, now people are going to claim they're raped and when they get pregnant. So it's very dangerous. And I've always said, I mean, politically, you can make the debate why abortion should be legal, but that's not what they do. They get off and they act like it's some social justice warrior thing, or I'm in control of my body. They know that. This is what I'm saying. Honestly, what they've done is they have consciously decided that they hate you so much that they're just going to be the antithesis of you. So if you don't want babies getting aborted, they're going to push for abortion. And they don't even care. They don't even care about the lives. They don't care about the women's lives. They don't care about, it's not about that. It's all posing. It's all posturing. It's, they've consciously decided to channel the demonic energy that, you know, you do when you're a kid, just because you're a little rascal, not because you're a bad person. You're just a little rascal as a kid. Sometimes you kick your brother under the table. You know, you flick your friend in the ear or something like that. No. These are adults that have consciously decided that they hate you so much that they're going to push and promote abortion just to tick you off. That's Amy Klobuchar. That's the Democrats. They hate you so much. They hate Christians so much. You won't believe this stack of news, but that's what it is. They're pushing abortion because they hate you.
Infowars.com/show.
Thank you.
beans, the shrimp, powered by Super Male Vitality, in a tank of filtered water, sets land speed record for shrimp. Man, I've been waiting for this report. Cocaine has been found in some European shrimp, and it's part of a disturbing trend of drug-filled shellfish. So, again, we sell water filters because the water is toxic, folks. Chemical runoff, glyphosates, the fluoride, it's poisoning the damn shrimp. So not only is it turning the frogs gay, it's getting the shrimp high on coke now. So if you do have a pet shrimp, please put filtered water in your tank. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter from InfoWarsStore.com. Coming soon to a shrimp tank near you. All right. You will not believe some of the social media commentary happening right now with this abortion issue. And so I'm going to get to some of that in a moment. But we've got callers lined up and ready to go. So we're going to go to the phone lines on a Friday. Let's start with Dan in Georgia. Go ahead, Dan.
I wanted to say, I think Joe Biden is unstoppable. Can anyone stop him? I think not.
So are you being serious or you're being sarcastic?
Well, I just think he's going to cut the taxes, and I think he's going to stop illegal immigration. Oh, wait, that's going to be Donald Trump, who I will be voting for in 2020.
Yeah, but Dan, didn't you see the polls? The polls say Biden is pulling 10 points ahead of Trump. I mean, it's really scary.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I mean, that's the amazing thing, though, is that the polls are so fake now. I mean, it's like they don't even try. You know what I mean? It's like they're not even trying. It's like, yeah, Biden gets about 200, 300 people at a campaign event. I mean, not even to compare to Trump. I mean, but even on their own Democrat side, Sanders still gets thousands of people. So even Sanders would pull ahead of Biden in a real poll. But it's like they don't even care. It's like they don't even try. They just lie to you. Anybody with any common sense, anybody with eyes that can see, knows Joe Biden is not leading any legitimate poll. But they just put it out anyway because they just assume people are that dumb, I guess.
I guess so.
Well, they didn't fool us, Dan. They're not going to fool us again.
Yeah, and I also wanted to give you a shout-out. Thank you for all your products. It's really woken me up to how unhealthy I was. Now I take the Nason iodine daily. I take Bodies. I use your Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Caveman, the Real Red Pill Plus. It's all here.
Well, my friend, we appreciate your support. Without you, we would not be on air. But, you know, that's one of the things that we hear a lot. People saying, oh, I started taking the InfoWars products and I just have so much more energy now. Absolutely. I mean, I was supplementing. I mean, I've been taking supplements for a while, really since I was a kid. But, I mean, really getting into supplementing, I guess when I was about a junior or senior in high school. I mean, so we just sell products that we know work. But yeah, I mean, try the Super Male Vitality for a week or two and realize you have more energy. Try the Brain Force Plus in the morning and get rid of that brain fog. So thank you for your support at InfoWars Store, Dan, and thank you for calling in. Let's go with Jamie now in Texas. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, Owen, I just wanted to say I got a really bad gut feeling about that. The midterm, you know, all these seats that were, I guarantee they were stolen because, and I'll tell you why. I mean, I remember back in the day when senators or, you know, congressmen and women would, at least they looked and sounded the part of congressional people. I mean, you had people like Bob Dole or, you know, even people like I don't really like at all, like Biden. I mean, they had a certain charm, if you will, a way of speaking, and they seemed at least intelligent enough to trick people into voting for them. But this group that we got in, man, I mean, they're completely unelectable idiots. Like, and so I want to know, what can we do to stop the stop these seats from being able to be stolen? And then the last thing I want to ask you is, why has Trump not called out RBG? I mean, I cannot wrap my head around that. There's, she's dead, or what's going on?
I'm sorry, Trump call out what?
RBG, you know, Ruth Bader.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, actually, there were two major Supreme Court decisions this week. Sorry, my timetable's still a little messed up. I was on a short vacation this week, but I believe it was two big decisions this week. Kavanaugh wrote, I think it was Kavanaugh wrote the majority opinion on the Apple ruling, which, again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Everyone's realizing it now. This is bad news for the future of Apple and social media censorship. But yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, for, you know, they sit here all day, Jamie, and they say Trump is unfit for office. Meanwhile, the guy works around the clock, has the most energy. It's unbelievable. Ruth Bader Ginsburg can't even get out of a chair without assistance, and nobody even blinks an eye.
Well, she's been invisible now for months.
I have no idea where she is. I don't know what the hell's going on. She could be in an iron lung. It's ridiculous. But see, again, the left is always projecting. They need her on the Supreme Court because they're the ones that have politicized it. Everything is activism to these people. You know, they act like they're all about democracy, but that's fake too. It's really just all about left-wing activism. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is not a Supreme Court justice. She's a left-wing activist. She came from the ACLU. So, you know, but she sits on that Supreme Court like a vulture, a decrepit vulture, dumping her garbage on the Supreme Court, a left-wing activist, doesn't belong there. But man, let me tell you, Jamie, she's not long for that seat. And you know, when Trump gets that next appointment, it's, oh boy, it's going to be, hell is going to break loose.
There was a rumor going around that those midterms were, they were stolen and there was evidence of it. And for this whole time, I've been sitting here waiting for them to be overturned, you know, and all these asshats, you know, be kicked out of there. But I don't guess that's going to happen now.
No, I wouldn't hold your breath on that. I remember literally, I mean, we were live all night, obviously, following the election results. I remember covering it in real time. I mean, we just watched them steal about, we counted it. I mean, I literally counted it. And then, like, again, we could do this all day. I know you know that, Jamie, and thank you so much for the call. But I literally said, here's the districts, here are the districts that the Democrats are going to steal. I did it live on air, and then they did it. I mean, we know how these people operate, man. They're not like, they're not even really that smart, but it's just like, because they are so arrogant and so dumb in their approach and in their presentation, it's like, that's how they get away with it. So I don't think, I mean, who, that's a big concern. Stolen elections, yeah.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might offend
liberal snowflakes.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've got good momentum going with the callers, so we're going to keep going to your calls here. I do want to provide a little commentary on something culturally. I've never watched Game of Thrones. I tried watching it one time, wasn't into it. But there's like a whole phenomenon happening right now because the new Game of Thrones season, I guess, is bad or whatever. And like all the big Game of Thrones people are complaining. They've even started a petition to HBO that they rewrite the whole season. But here's the lesson to be learned in that. Whenever you invest so much into something that's fake, whenever you invest so much into something that's make-believe, it will never deliver. So it doesn't matter what the writers for Game of Thrones did with the next season or the new season, it will never be enough. It will never have delivered for you. Anytime you invest in something with that much that's totally fake, it will never deliver. So that's the lesson learned. Let's go back out of the phone lines to Michael calling in from Rhode Island. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
It's going good.
Anyway. So I live in Rhode Island. We just got a driverless shuttle car. And, yeah, it's pretty stupid. I'm not going to lie. It's some liberal logic there.
A driverless shuttle car, you said?
Yeah, so it's like a little bus, whatever. It shuttles from the Providence train station to, like, Olneyville Square. But the stupid thing is about that, Rhode Island, we have, the most horrible roads, and we spent the most on fixing our roads. So that doesn't really make sense to me why we would get a driverless car if our roads are crap. Hopefully it can dodge some potholes.
Man, I could come on air every day and bitch about the state of infrastructure in this country. We can't even do a road. Literally here in Austin, it's pathetic, Michael. Yeah. Here in Austin, they bust up a road, and then they don't even repave it. And you're literally like, I mean, you need a damn Hummer to ride around in this town.
Oh, yeah, man. It's horrible. I mean, I've broken, like, two of my cars in potholes, and of course they're not going to pay for it to fix it.
It's ridiculous. But don't worry, because, you know, we're making sure that people can come into this country and that they get shelter and food and clothing and to see a doctor and everything. So,
yeah, of course, you know, illegal immigrants first.
But don't you bitch about that pothole that, you know, just broke your front axle.
Oh, God forbid, you know.
Wasn't it Domino's did a fix a pothole marketing thing? I wonder if they actually did that. That's a brilliant thing. Maybe we should do that. Like InfoWars pothole fix challenge or something. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. We all have to drive on the roads. Doesn't matter who you vote for. Thanks for the call, Michael. And by the way, speaking of the car situation, they are actually now in California threatening to ban gasoline-powered cars, gasoline motor engines. So yeah, they'll ban your car, and then you have to go into the egg. It'll be like a little egg that you get in with four little wheels, and it's powered by a battery or something, or solar powered. And if the sun's not out, it doesn't even move. But that's the future of travel that the Democrats want. That sucks. I happen to like driving on the open road. I think it's an exhilarating thing. I think it's an American tradition. So of course they want to stomp on that. All right, let's go to Tyler Baggins calling in from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, what's up? They want us driving in little clown cars, Owen. The Democrats want us to drive in clown cars.
That's it. It's the clown world order. Everybody get a clown car.
It's pile the clown in. World order.
Pile in, teabag.
Hey, we can all fit. No, that's what I want to talk about, actually. I want to talk about the clown world order and how to battle this censorship. Because you find inspiration in the strangest places when you're under attack. And I'm asking myself, has this ever happened before? Is there like a model to battle the insane clown censorship? And I think there is a model to follow to battle the insane clown world. It's the insane clown posse. Because InfoWars is basically the new insane clown posse. What's happening to InfoWars happened to them back in the 90s. They're a terrible rap group. They have horrible music, but they were deplatformed. Censored,
you know that you're insulting thousands of juggalos right now.
Hey, you know what? We could be the new juggalos. They figured
Uh-oh.
Out, literally.
Uh-oh. In fact,
the clowns, and we're down with Malenko.
You know what? Hey, what is a juggalo? I don't know. But they're down with the clown, though, okay? And I'm not saying we have to go out and bang a bunch of fat girls or anything or get a tattoo on our face, but we do need to do what they did and develop an underground network of their clowns, their clown posse. They mounted up, and they were censored. They were labeled a hate group, and today they are bigger than ever. They put on a massive event every year called the Gathering of the Juggalos, with thousands, tens of thousands of these people.
Hey, wait, didn't you go to that?
Oh, no, I wish. I was,
I think somebody went to that in a Trump hat or something. I don't know. I recently saw a video from that, from the Juggalo Fest.
The Juggalo Fest is crazy. If you look at it, they're outsiders. Nothing what they do makes any sense to anybody, but they still do it. They don't care. They don't need the big platforms. They built their own network. They are like the underground mycelium fungus that is the biggest organism in the world. The biggest organism in the world is a mycelial fungus in the northwestern United States, and it is underground 100%. You cannot see it, but the network is so big, it is its own internet underground, and that's what we can have when the Clown World Order takes over. We're taking over, man. The Clown World Order is here to stay.
Well, okay? Here's the thing, though,
clown
Tyler.
There's life.
There's going to be a threshold that these Clown World people are going to have to realize, and that's they keep making all these policies, and they keep focusing on all these fringe issues that only matter to a tiny minority. So eventually there's going to be some threshold where they realize that this world that they've been creating for all these different fringe minority groups that aren't even speaking doesn't work for anybody. And so that threshold is going to be realized, I think, in the near future, that all of this crap that they do to build this liberal bastion that nobody wants, they're going to eventually find it out, and there's going to be no desire for it. But we're not quite there yet. Hey, thanks for the call, Tyler. Let's squeeze one more in. Pastor Sam, before the break, go ahead.
Was Tiger Woods really drinking Turbo Force, or was it my new favorite from the InfoWars store, Vitamin Mineral Fusion?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Pink.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hey, I didn't even make the connection. Tiger Woods must have taken the Super Male Vitality. That's how he won the Masters. Wow.
One would wonder. Hey, guys, if you haven't ordered anything from the InfoWars store, it can be a little overwhelming at first. There's so many great products on there. But my new favorite is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's got your B vitamin, an incredible B vitamin complex, a real mega dose. It's like 1,600% of your B12, and the same for vitamin C. It's got all your minerals, too. So make sure you get it on auto ship, because in 30 days, you're going to want some more. And I would really
recommend. All right, well, here's the deal. We're about to run out of time, and you had an important issue you wanted to call in on. So here's what we're going to do. Just hold on, Pastor Sam, and here's what we're going to do. In the next final segment, we're going to take just who's ever on the line, guys. Just we'll take Pastor Sam and Jason coming up, and maybe squeeze in some others. And then I got to hit this stack of commentary on the abortion thing because it just highlights the clown world. So Pastor Sam, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's like you look at the label of all the vitamins and minerals that are in there and the percentage that you need for your daily dose. I mean, it's like, you hit the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I do it every morning. It's like you just knocked out so many vitamins that you need every day. And you just, boom, with one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And the taste is good, too. It's from InfoWarsStore.com. Support us so that we can be on air.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room this week. I hop back in the saddle for this Friday after a short trip. We're going to take Pastor Sam and Jason here in a minute, but I want to get into this abortion commentary that's really mind-blowing. And this is really... I don't know. Nobody really expected it to go like this. I guess maybe the left kind of did, actually, because they were freaking out about how they weren't going to be able to have abortions anymore. But now you've got states passing anti-abortion bills in response to the opposite. The state of Missouri, closer to a total abortion ban now than any other state. And you just had a Democrat governor in Louisiana who breaks from the party line on abortion. So it's become quite an interesting phenomenon here. But look at some of this commentary. You're not going to believe it. This is from Andy Campbell. Not sure who he is. I don't have his account in front of me, but Huffington Post, maybe he wrote the story for the Huffington Post. He puts this out in a tweet with his story. The headline on the story, Alabama's abortion bill is great news for white supremacists. And he tweets out, why supremacists see abortion and contraception as missed opportunities to propagate the white race, which they view as under attack by immigrants. I mean, everything about that statement is wrong. Like, how can you be so wrong? You're literally over. You're over everything. You're over life. They see Alabama's bill as forcing white women to have more babies, and they're very excited about it. What? How can you think about how... literally, Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood, was an avowed racist, hated black people. So it's like, this guy is so twisted, but they see a white supremacist everywhere. That's not even the worst. This tweet went viral. Normally, I don't do viral tweets here, but this one is actually very eye-opening. If abortion is illegal, then men abandoning their child should also be illegal. If this was a permanent decision for me, then it is for you as a father also. Do you remember what I said? Remember the realization I had a couple weeks ago about abortion, how most of it is actually derived from hatred of men? Here's your proof. And this went viral. See, it's all about getting one over. It's all about power. And for some of these women, it's all about attacking men. I mean, it's just, again, how you even make that justification is incredible. So it's not even about the kid, you know? It's about you standing up to the man. It's like the kid doesn't even come into the equation when the left talks about abortion. You notice how that is so convenient. Elizabeth Warren puts this out. Republican men are on a march towards... Republican men are on a march towards overturning Roe v. Wade, and thanks to Trump stacking the courts with anti-choice judges, they're closer than ever. And then this is the lie. I mean, it's unbelievable. Women are scared. Women are angry, and we have a right to be. What are you scared of? What are you angry about? You know what's amazing about all of this? These women say they're fighting because they want control of their bodies, but they already have control of their bodies. That's the point. So conservatives are like, hey, you have control over your body. Don't have unprotected sex or have safe sex, you know, whatever. Liberals are like, we want control over our body. Let us have an abortion. And it's like, have control over your body. Try not to get pregnant. I mean, what is this clown world, man? And then Elizabeth Warren says, women are scared. So a woman is just sitting on her couch is scared because she can't have an abortion? Why? Let's go on. Jill Flipovich. Pregnancy and childbirth cause serious and permanent changes to many women's bodies. Require that a quarter... I'm not kidding you, folks. This is a real commentary. Require that a quarter inch be cut off a man's penis for every pregnancy he creates and see how quick we are to force women to indelibly risk and change their bodies. They are now saying... it's the equivalent of chopping a quarter inch off your penis. Pregnancy. Clown world, man. Clown world. I mean, again, this is derived from hatred of men. I'm telling you, they're showing their mask now. But again, you always had control over your body. Stefan Molyneux breaks it down. One, abortion restrictions make casual sex more risky. 2, this raises the value of monogamy. 3, monogamy raises the value of good women. 4, lazy women lose the value of providing casual sex. 5, men have less access to casual sex. It's about cheap lays. That's what it is. Now, I've boiled it down in similar fashion, but it's about you don't want responsibility for your actions. You don't want consequences for your actions. That's what it really is about. Aside from whatever hatred's driving it. Now I guess porn stars are posing naked, and that's somehow going to stand up for abortion. Don't you just love that? So it's like promote more sex and then fight for abortion. Woo! Clown world order, baby. All right. Pastor Sam, 60 seconds. Jason, 60 seconds. Pastor Sam, fire away.
If you studied the Franklin cover-up, there's Gunderson's FBI and there's Nick O'Hara's pedophile pink mint FBI. You know, I was against William Barr getting in, but now it looks like he's ready to work for America. And he's the one that wrote the book on our use of the FBI to get drug traffickers and communists and bad people arrested with FBI authority in other countries. And as we're looking at the migrant invasion, that's what we need to do. We need to go get Desi Bouterse, the drug trafficker president of Suriname. We need to go get Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner before she runs in 6 months and becomes the president of Argentina again as a known communist, drug trafficker, and Hezbollah Iranian.
Wait, I thought Kirchner, wasn't Kirchner like being investigated and like going to jail or something?
Hey, they've moved forward a great deal. They seized $38 million worth of her assets. They have partially stripped her senatorial immunity. But now it's campaign season, and she could win. Because
Pastor Sam, I wish I had more time. I got to jump, though. But by the way, I didn't even get into it yet, and I have a feeling maybe over the weekend it might kind of manifest. But I mean, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. And the Nixivum sex cult is it's a loose thread. And they're pulling on the threads, folks. I mean, honestly, I'm not even going to get into what I know, but it's pretty effing wild. All right, last call of the day. Jason in New Mexico, you've got 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Real quick. Everybody needs to study the British connection into this whole treason deal that Trump tweeted out. Still did not work alone, and he did not work for himself. And the buck doesn't stop at Obama. This is a global invasion, and I believe there's a British connection to it. But people forget that the Russian Special Forces trained with our Special Forces in Fort Carson, Colorado, and when Obama was president. So this is real deep. The swamp is really swampy. But we're going to see heads roll all around the world. And at least our president does know this crap was treason. And I think it was orchestrated by the Brits, just like 1776.
Well, no. But here's the thing, Jason. You're spot on, because here's what it is. And it comes back to the Russian dossier, because it was Christopher Steele, the British spy, who is partially responsible for that fake document or whatever. And nobody wants to take ownership of it, though. So you had the Trump dossier, everyone reported on it. It was like a thing. And so now people are like trying to find out, okay, who was it? What was it? And now nobody wants to take ownership of it. Like it magically just came out of nowhere.
So like in the famous words of Alex Jones, 1776 worldwide. Have a good weekend.
You too, Jason. Well, there it is, folks. There you have it. 3 hours of the War Room in the books. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. The Alex Jones Show this Sunday. I'll be filling in for Alex. In the meantime, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.